Now, we have the Levites answering this in verse 9. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He's their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Now, somebody says to me today, what is the answer to atheism around us? What is the answer to materialism about us? What is the answer to all the immorality about us? What is the answer? Somebody says, well, I think I better go see the psychiatrist and lie on his couch. No, my friend, let me give you a simple answer, and it's so simple that I'm sure many of us have passed it by. Why don't you trust the Lord? Why don't you trust the Lord? In the midst of all of this today, trust the Lord. That's the answer. Rest in Him. Draw nigh to Him. Cast yourself upon Him. Oh, this is a wonderful psalm. It'll get you very close to the Lord. Now the congregation answers. Here, this is more or less of an antiphonal psalm. Verse 12, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He'll bless the house of Aaron. And He'll bless you, friends. And He'll bless your house and your church and your community. If you only today will turn to Him. And the thing that's so wonderful here is He's mindful of us. God hasn't forgotten you. Now, I don't know what your name and address is. He's got your name and address. He hasn't forgotten you. I look down today when I'm flying in a plane and I see all of these subdivisions when we come into a city, and I think of the thousands of people that live down there. And who knows them? You're a number where you work. You're a number where you live. You're a number where you go to school. You're a number to your government. You're a number. But my God knows you. And He knows your name. And He knows all about you. Trust in the Lord. Now, listen to this. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. Now, that's a categorical, dogmatic statement. You either believe it or you don't believe it. And if you believe it, my, what a difference it'll make. Now, will you notice? He goes on, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You're blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Back now, He's the Creator. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath He given to the children of man. Apparently, God didn't intend man to live on the moon. Now, they're more or less using His property up there. But He's given the earth to us today. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. Now, while you're here on this earth, here's where you praise the Lord. Here's where it'll count. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. What is it? Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't mind saying that, do you? Even if you're a dignified Presbyterian or Episcopalian, you ought not to mind to praise the Lord. And friends, it won't hurt us today to do that. You know, some of us are all tied up. We got hang-ups. And one of the best things to do is just to let down and open your heart to the Lord and praise His name and talk to Him. It would help a great many of us.